A three-day conference called Populism 2015, held in Washington, D.C., April 18th through the 20th, attracted 1,000 activists, organizers, and progressive elected officials. The primary sponsors of the event were progressive groups Campaign for America's Future, National People's Action, U.S. Action, and Alliance for a Just Society. Featured speakers included author and commentator Jim Hightower, Robert Borsage, co-director of the Campaign for America's Future, Leanne Hall, executive director of the Alliance for a Just Society, and Minnesota Democratic Representative Keith Ellison, who reflected on the successful tactics employed by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and the U.S. Civil Rights Movement. One of the main goals of the gathering was to adopt a people's platform to influence the national debate ahead of the 2016 presidential primary and general election. Issues addressed in the 12-point platform included economic inequality, fair taxation, institutional racism, climate change, gender equality, job creation, and education. Although the 2014 midterm election witnessed the lowest voter turnout in the past 72 years, there was optimism among those attending the conference that a new positive energy was taking hold among progressive activists for the coming campaign season. Your reporter spoke with Isaiah Poole, editor of the Campaign for America's Future blog, who discusses the progressive agenda and strategies developed at the Populism 2015 conference.
Well, what we did, actually, we hammered out a 12-point platform for people and the planet. And this 12-point platform was officially ratified by the members of the four organizations at the conference on Sunday. We had Congressman Keith Ellison as the co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, who formally endorsed the platform on behalf of the Progressive Caucus. So we have the legislators, the progressive legislators on board with us. Working America, the sort of the grassroots arm of the AFL-CIO is with us. Working Families Party is with us. And the agenda now is a 12-point agenda that we are now going to be pushing through in a variety of ways. But the big objective is to make sure that it is impossible for any candidate, whether you're running for president or running for local city council, to avoid dealing with the issues on this agenda. You know, with respect to jobs, with respect to raising wages, with respect to racial and gender equity, with respect to climate change, with respect to the role of big money in politics. Our agenda covers all of those issues.
One of the big issues, of course, is that there's a lot of people in the country who've grown very cynical about our political as well as our economic system. There's a feeling that's getting more widespread all the time, it seems. There's a perception that our political and economic system is very broken. It doesn't help the majority of the people to get ahead. In fact, it hinders them. And those at the top, those elite 1%, have rigged the system where all the benefits are flowing to them and everyone else is suffering the consequences. Is that the core of the kinds of things that you're trying to address with this agenda?
You know, it was interesting. It was one of the speakers at the conference said, with respect to whether the political system is broken and the economic system is broken, his response was that, as far as the 1% is concerned, it's working exactly as intended. But, of course, that's the problem. It does not work for us. And my take on it is that the movement that we're trying to create and the issues that we're trying to raise are actually ways that we can restore faith in the political system. We can get the disaffected and the disenfranchised engaged in something that they can believe in. The genius of the Obama campaign in 2008 was that it was about hope, it was about possibility, and it was about change. That's what people saw. And obviously, over the what we've seen in the last 6 years has been that as President Obama has come to Washington, a lot of that has been lost. and you can debate the reasons why, but the reality is that a lot of that has been lost, and that cynicism has crept back in. This is a tool to revive that. This is a tool to say that there's something bigger than personality that we can hook ourselves to in terms of bringing change to America. And that's something that's bigger than an individual personality is the collective unity of people who want our economic and political system to work for ordinary people. And if we can unite around some basic principles and some basic objectives for making that happen, we can bring back the spirit that we thought we had in 2008, only this time is not invested in a single individual, but it's invested in an entire transformative movement. On both sides of the aisle, you have big money interests, Wall Street and corporations, that want to make sure that their guy, their gal, gets in the White House and is beholden to their wishes. And the only way that we're going to change that in the short term is by, number one, creating a political atmosphere through our activism, through our agitation, through our mobilization to make their money toxic and make our voices and our votes more important.
That was Isaiah Poole, editor of the Campaign for America's Future blog. Find more information on the agenda adopted at the Populism 2015 conference by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.